I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. I would like to send this song out to producer Dan.
Let me be your hero.
He's the hero we all need. He's the hero we all want. He's the hero we all love.
Everyday hero. We don't all wear capes, guys.
How are you a hero, Dan?
Okay. So it was a beautiful weekend. So Sunday, it's like 70 degrees, so me and my family, I'll go out for a hike. This nice place in Winchester, and it is a pretty dense forest. Like, there's a lot of trails. Mm-hmm. They're all miles long. You can get lost in there pretty easily. It's happened to me before. But that's a different story.
They don't have paint on the trees to lead you through, Dan?
Listen, you can get lost. It happens. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, good enough.
So we're walking about a mile in, and this little dog runs up to me and jumps on me. It gets on its hind legs, and it jumps up on me. And it only gets about to my knee because it's a tiny little dog. And I'm looking around for an owner. It's a happy dog. And I'm waiting. And a guy comes by. And he goes, "Hey, is that your dog?" And I go, "No, I figured it was your dog. I just saw this 2 seconds ago." He goes, "No, this dog's been following me for like a mile. I was waiting to see where its owner is." And I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm just going home." He's just walking to his car. And so he didn't care what the dog was going to happen with the dog. He was just leaving.
Awful human being.
So I stop and I have a moment of self-reflection, Kennedy.
I understand.
And I say, this dog's lost. Uh-huh. This dog needs help. This dog's 10 pounds. What are we going to do here? Are you just going to let it walk by? You're going to be a bystander like everybody else? So I looked in the deep, dark recesses, the caverns of my very soul.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, "No, you're not going to do that. You're not a bystander. You're a doer. Because that's what heroes are."
Fact.
So we pick up this dog. And we don't know what to do. I assume there would be a frantic lady crying in tow somewhere,
sure.
But there was not. No one's in sight.
I don't even know.
So my first thought is inside of this forest, there is a dog park. It's called Sheep's Fold. Uh-huh. And my first thought was, I guess if you have a missing dog, the place where all the people and dogs are is a good place to start.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see if we got a key witness, something. We can crack this case. So we picked the dog up. It's a little matted, like it has twigs in its fur. So it's probably been in the woods for a couple hours.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's low to the ground, but it's dirty. You can tell it's been through some stuff. So we pick it up. I make a little cup of my hand and give it my water so it can drink. We save it. We bring it to Sheep's Fold. We name it Thing.
It's perfect.
I'm with my girlfriend, who, by the way, is irrationally afraid of dogs.
Which is good, because you have a real small dog at home, too.
Did Bo come on the walk with you?
Yes, but Bo was with my parents, and we broke off to do this by ourselves.
Got it.
Because Bo would have gummed up the works. And Bo's not good on a rescue mission.
He could have ridden him like a horse.
I know, Bo's only, what, 100 pounds, and he's like 8 days old.
So we go up to Sheep's Fold, Thing in tow. He's bopping around behind us. He's just following us, having a great time. And we get there. And now there's about 35 people each have a dog in the park because it's a beautiful day. So my girlfriend's irrational fear kicks up to 100. She gets circled by a mastiff and she just goes, "Ah!" So we go to where the big group of people are and she lifts this little dog above her head like Simba being coronated.
Amazing.
And she goes, "Hey, random question. Anybody know this dog?" And they go, "No, do you? Because you're holding it above your head."
Haters.
And we explain the whole story, and a couple people come over. A lot of people, most people don't care, but a couple people come over.
How do you be at a dog park with dog owners and they don't care?
Kennedy, don't you remember I was on the beach? I found a kid and nobody cared.
Yeah, most people, as
do
it turns out.
Do you remember that story?
Most people in society just don't care.
They just don't pay attention. That kid was walking down it was like 3 years old, alone down the beach, and nobody even batted an eye.
So one person comes over, and this dog has no collar, it has no tag, nothing. So this guy comes over, he has an app on his phone that has a chip, like it's a chip reader.
Oh.
So you can chip, if the dog's chipped, you can
scan
the body.
I didn't know you could do that.
No, I think it's an amazing
app.
It's
almost mandatory at vets these days.
I mean, I know the chips are, I just didn't realize you could have one on your phone.
Yeah, so he takes out his phone and he scans the dog, and nothing, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And another lady eventually comes over, because at this point I don't know what to do, this is my only plan.
Mm-hmm.
So another lady comes over and goes, "I saw that dog earlier. That dog was with another dog and a lady, and they were here." And I said, "Great, now we just need to find them."
Mm-hmm.
And now Sheep's Fold is like up a hill. And then as on the regular path, you can see down.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman goes, That's her. So we're about a quarter of a mile away.
No.
And then I sprint down as fast as humanly possible. Fastest man you've ever seen. Usain Bolt.
Faster than that.
There was smoke coming up behind you. Mm-hmm.
Chariots of Fire was playing in my
head. Wow.
So I run down and go, excuse me, ma'am, are you missing a dog? And she turns around with tears in her eyes. And she goes, oh my God, did you find Bear? I go, well, we've been calling him Thing. You should probably try that for a little bit. It's better.
It's got a new name now.
So she comes up and we reunite her with her dog. And she goes, we're going to go to Petco right after this. He's only 6 months. We're going to get him a tag. And I was bouncing around in my head. I was like, should I scold this lady for not taking care of her animals?
Not give her her dog back?
And Brittany was like, no. All your instincts, don't do them. I don't know how you've made it this far.
Oh, Dan,
so
what a man you are.
We reunited this person with their dog, and I think they're going to build a monument of me.
It's going to be right there in the park.
Right there at the dog park.
It's going to be called Dan Breslin's Dog Park.
I want it to be like you in sort of the Captain Morgan's pose.
Yes.
You know, holding up the little dog. That would be amazing.
Brittany has to be holding the dog up, though, yes. As well.
And funny enough, at the end, afterwards, we were feeling good about ourselves because we did something. We helped. And she's like, I miss Thing. And she goes, we should get a dog. And I go, you're irrationally afraid of dogs. She goes,
I need a record scratch right there.
But you're wondering how we got there.
How do you share a dog when you live in completely different areas of the world?
Well, that's because
we're
you're getting married.
Kennedy. We were riding
and
a high.
You're going to get a dog, and I'm going to win $100.
There you go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.